This is the Delmarva Power Postgame Show on the Shore Sports Network.
This is Maryland Eastern Shore Basketball from sfmsports.net.
All right, Coach, your overall thoughts? Sounds like you already had some thoughts coming out on this game.
I liked our fight. We got the basket attempts that we wanted. They just didn't fall. I think that was the difference. A lot of bunnies that roll out. But, the thing that we're coming out of something, you know. And more important than winning the game was the way we played. And I liked our fight. I liked our attitude. I liked our approach. And if we can continue to display that type of mentality, we're going to be okay.
Yeah, Fred, at one point during the game, I know you can't shoot the basketball for the players, but we missed 9 basically layups in a row from point back range. The iron was just not kind to us tonight.
You know, we've been going through some stuff that sometimes it's the nature of the beast. It's the nature of the game. And you're on the short end of it. We've played teams that have played their best basketball against us, and we haven't seen it against anybody else. Our numbers in our games have been really good, other than our last game where we lost at the free throw line. Outside of that, we really haven't been able to pinpoint anything that's been causing us to fall short. Tonight, we missed some gimmies. You know, we missed some gimmies that if we make the game, it's a whole different game. We got the shots we wanted, but the energy and the effort and the passion that the kids played with tonight, I can do something with that.
Yeah, it just goes to show we got the final official stats, 22 for 70. We had plenty of shots. But yeah. We just can't put them in.
And how many was in the paint, too? I mean, we got what we wanted. We didn't settle for threes. We attacked them. I thought we had them on their heels. I thought we dictated tempo. I thought we played great defense. I thought we did some things, and that's what we've been doing. So we just got to find a way to find some positives out of this and hopefully some things to start going our way. We got a shot at the end with Mariah, a pretty decent look. You know, doesn't fall, but it's a good look. So I'm just pleased with the attitude and the effort of our kids, and I'm sure we're going to find our way out of this.
Right. Speaking of Mariah, she came off the bench the first time this season. Was that something to do with the effort that you saw out of her in the last game?
No, it was Mariah. Mariah came and kind of made a suggestion that she thought an adjustment would help. Not just Shantisha getting going, because she's the one kid that gives us something off the bench, but it's been inconsistent, and we felt that we would get something consistent from the bench with Mariah. At that point, I'm going to tell you, to be honest with you, you kind of got a lot of the kids to kind of coach themselves through it. So when they come to me with suggestions, I'm willing to give it a look. I thought tonight, Mariah didn't seem to get into a rhythm tonight, which that's a conversation we'll have afterwards, because she's big in regard to getting a rhythm. So, but if I hadn't did it, you know, we'd be talking about maybe we should have did the adjustment. So sometimes with these kids, this generation, you kind of got to bend a little bit and let them see what it's worth. And again, I thought that it wasn't for lack of effort, though, from either Mariah or Shantisha.
Well, the Hawks coming out of something, and they'll have to come out of it against Hampton on Wednesday. What do you expect from your team and another sort of back-to-back?
Well, I'm encouraged by our mentality today, that I think going down there to fight, you know, I think we're in the right place to go down and put forth and compete against a team that's really been dominating without their best player. And that's my message to our kids, is that, you know, we lost our best player, but they lost the best player in the league. And it hasn't stopped them from being dominant in the league. And hopefully that's something we can learn from, and that we can go down and compete with them, understanding that they're not any better than us. They've just chosen to take a different route mentality, and hopefully we find our way.
All right. Thank you, Coach.
Yep, thanks.
Fred Batchelor, head coach of Maryland Eastern Shore. Close, but no cigar, as the Hawks fall 59-58 against Savannah State in this one.